When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثأرك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكْ. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكْ وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكْ. Therefore, I ask Allah who venerated your station and honored me through you, أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. I ask Allah to provide me the succor to avenge for your blood with a supported leader from the family of Muhammad. May Allah pour down his mercy on him and his progeny. We said that in this part, لقد عظم مصابي بك, we are expressing our deep sorrow and we are truly sorrowful about what happened to Imam Hussein specifically, and as well as the plains of Karbala. So the Zair continues, لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكْ فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكْ. Thus, I ask Allah who ennobled your station. The conjunctive particle fa in this phrase, فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ, signifies that what is about to be said is sought because of the previous sorrowful state of the Zair, because of the immense affliction of the Zair. So in simple words, the Zair is trying to say somehow that, O Allah, due to my state of immense affliction, because I say, لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكْ فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ, so, because of that which deserves reward, I ask Allah who ennobled your station to provide me the succor to avenge for your blood with a supported leader from the progeny of Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny. So, with regard to every affliction deserving divine reward, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is reported to have said, كل شيء يؤذي المؤمن فهو له مصيبة وله أجر المصيبة. Everything that disturbs a believer is an affliction for him, and he would be given the recompense for that affliction. Imam Hassan Mujtaba is reported to have said, المصائب مفاتيح الأجر. Afflictions are the keys to recompense.
We When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates Him, he understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear listeners, the Zayr in this part says, فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ. So I ask Allah who ennobled your station. The phrase, أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ, refers to Allah's favor on Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The past tense, أَكْرَمَ, means he bestowed greatness, or he bestowed honor. أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ, he ennobled your station. So, فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ, the word maqam is a noun of place which literally means mahallul qiyam, the place of standing, or simply a station. So when we say akrama maqamak, we ask the Almighty Allah who venerated your station, who ennobled your station. And this such standing is not restricted to physical standings, it also includes spiritual standing. So the phrase أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ can be rendered as who made your station great. One of the variable, of course, probabilities of maqam and station spoken about in this phrase is the station of shahada and martyrdom, which in our traditions is described as the station of karama and greatness. In this regard, the Holy Prophet sallallahu is reported to have said, مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ فَيَتَمَنَّى أَنْ يَخْرُجَ مِنْهَا إِلَّا الشَّهِيدٍ. No one enters the garden of heaven and thereafter wishes to come out except for martyr. فَإِنَّهُ يَتَمَنَّى أَنْ يَرْجِعَ فَيُقْتَلْ عَشْرَ مَرَّاتٍ. For indeed, he wishes to return so that he is killed 10 times. مِمَّا يَرَى مِنْ كَرَامَةِ اللَّهِ, due to what he sees of the honor and karama of the Almighty Allah. This is the reward of the martyrdom. So it could be that when we say, فَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ, this greatness of station, this veneration of the station of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, this ennobling of this station of him and his progeny might be due to this station of martyrdom of Imam Hussein. So because of this, we ask the Almighty Allah to give us the chance to avenge for his blood with the supported leader from his family. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان. الزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين